My angel, my all, my true self. Only a few words today, and that too with pencil. Only till tomorrow is my lodging definitely fixed. What abominable waste of time in such things. Why this deep grief where necessity speaks? Can our love persist otherwise than through sacrifices? Than by not demanding everything? Canst thou change it, that thou art not entirely mine, I not entirely thine? Oh, God, look into beautiful nature and compose your mind to the inevitable. Love demands everything and is quite right. So it is for me with you, for you with me. Only you forget so easily that I must live for you and for me. Were we quite united, you would notice this painful feeling as little as I should. We shall probably soon meet. Even today I cannot communicate my remarks to you, which during these days I made about my life. Were our hearts close together, I should probably not make such remarks. My bosom is full to tell you much. There are moments when I find that speech is nothing at all. Brighten up, remain my true and only treasure, my all, as I to you. The rest the gods must send, what must be for us and shall. You suffer, my dearest creature. Just now I perceive that letters must be posted first thing early. Mondays, Thursdays, the only days when the post goes from here to K. You suffer. Where I am, you are with me. With me and you, I shall arrange that I may live with you. What a life. So, without you, pursued by the kindness of the people here and there, whom I mean, to desire to earn just as little as they earn, humility of a man towards men, it pains me. And when I regard myself in connection with the universe, what I am and what he is, whom one calls the greatest, and yet there lies here and again the godlike of man. I weep when I think you'll probably only receive on Saturday the first news from me, as you too love. Yet I love you stronger, but never hide yourself from me. Good night. As I'm taking the waters, I must go to bed. Oh God, so near, so far. Is it not real building of heaven, our love, but as firm to the citadel of heaven? Even in bed, my ideas yearn towards you, my immortal beloved, here and there joyfully, and then again sadly, awaiting from fate whether it will listen to us. I can only live either altogether with you or not at all. Yes, I have determined to wander about for so long far away, until I can fly into your arms and call myself quite at home with you, can send my soul enveloped by yours into the realm of spirits. Yes, I regret it must be. You'll get over it all the more as you know my faithfulness to you. Never another one can own my heart. Never. Never. Oh God, why must one go away from what one loves so? And yet my life in W, as it is now, is miserable life. Your love made me the happiest and unhappiest at the same time. At my actual age, I should need some continuity, shameless of life, that can exist under our circumstances. Angel, I just hear that the post goes out every day, and must close therefore that you get the L at once. Be calm, love me, Today, yesterday, what longing and tears for you, you, my life, my all. Farewell. Oh, go on loving me. Never doubt the faithfulest heart of your beloved, L. Ever thine, ever mine, ever yours.